it's Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. A lot to discuss here. We'll get to something. Well, Kyle had a thought this morning that drove me crazy. So we got to get to that coming up in a little bit about the Phillies. What? Yeah. Totally drive me crazy. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit about the Phillies. Tomorrow, Dombrowski and Topper are set to speak. And, of course, your phone calls, 23 or 24. Where is this Eagles season heading more towards? Hugh Douglas being hopeful. Hugh over here says it's 24, even though all the facts, all the evidence are saying it's 23.
I wasn't very convinced.
I just refuse to believe that this
season. So you're in denial. You're just full denial.
No, I just, you can't.
Full denial.
No, Joe. To me, it's asinine to have these tremendous highs and win a Super Bowl and then revert to the exact same BS that you had going on last year.
The Eagles are asinine.
I agree. I mean, I'm not saying this is cool, but this is what is happening.
I have more faith in Jalen that he's going
to
correct.
You know, but, and we'll talk to Elliot about this coming up now. Some of this might just be out of his hands.
Believe.
It might be out of his hands. He's got to play better, but boy, they have injuries and they're just not the same football team. All right, joining us now, of course, Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth C, that's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliott Shore Park, of course, you hear all the time on WIP, covering the Eagles. And now you're going to hear him 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesdays.
He's going to talk to us after a while.
No, he might not. Go Birds Evenings, our host of that show. Elliot, how are we doing today?
I promise, unlike Kyle, I won't have an opinion from 6 to 8 that'll drive you crazy. That's the one promise I can make.
Well, I'm not sure if I believe that, but I'm excited to listen. So, Elliot, before we get into the Eagles, tell us about Go Birds Evening. Yeah. It starts tonight at 6.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it. So basically, every Wednesday from 6 to 8, I'll come right from the NovaCare facility, right from practice, on air, and we're going to talk Eagles for 2 hours. I'm going to have a rotating cast of guests every week, beat writers, hopefully have players, coaches, and, you know, do something I don't get to do a lot on WIP, talk about the Eagles.
You know what? This station doesn't have enough Eagles talk. So we
know. Exactly.
No, it's exciting. Yeah. I'm happy for him. Excited to listen to it. All right, Elliot, I'm sure you'll be talking about these kind of themes starting tonight. Elliot, when you look at the team through 6 games, 6 weeks, we head to week 7, where is this heading, Elliot? Because we have two different years the last 2 years, and both had pivot points. And in 2023, it all fell apart when they started to struggle. Last year, they struggled, and then they bounced back and dominated the NFL. Yesterday, Sirianni was asked about that by John Rich, and he was like, well, why can't it be 24? Elliot, when you look at the whole picture, what is this starting to feel more like to you?
So it definitely feels more like 23. There's no question about that. Just watching the way they play, being down there, the quotes you hear about being one block away, you know, the self-inflicted wounds, the insistence that they're not thinking about last year. Like, it feels like I'm covering the 23 season again. But I do think if you were to say to me, which is more likely, it ends like 23 or it ends like 24, I would probably have to lean 24. And the reason is because 23, I think if you played that season out 10 times, it only ends that way, that like worst possible outcome, maybe once or twice. I mean, they really, you know, collapse in a way we'll probably never see again. Now, do I think they're going to win every game the rest of the year and go and win the Super Bowl in dominating fashion? No, I don't think they're good enough. I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. But it would surprise me if at the end of the year we feel the same like collapse level of disappointment that we did in 23.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. I don't think it's going to get as bad as it was in 23. But there's a lot. Elliot, my concern right now is that there's so many issues, right? Like, last year at this time, the defense started to come together. The running game was really rolling, and it was like, all right, can they pass it well enough to win the Super Bowl? And obviously, Jalen and the passing game were good enough in big moments, and they won it. Elliot, when you look at the team right now, like, what is the biggest issue? Because there's a lot of them piling up now between injuries, the offense, the passing game, third down. I mean, it's just a lot right now. The pass rush without Za'Darius Smith, which kind of came out of nowhere. Of all the issues they have, which one's the biggest one for you?
Yeah, I would probably need a show from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight to get into every single issue that this
you
keeps
heard
going.
Shameless plug.
Yeah,
shameless
exactly. Plug. 6 to 8 p.m., call in, 215. But, no, it's look, they I think their number one issue right now in terms, not a player, but like number one issue is they can't run the ball. Because last year, I think their running game masked a lot of problems. You know, the defense was great last year, no question about it. But I don't think we give the offense enough credit for how much they helped the defense out. The offense never turned the ball over. The offense ran the ball all the time, controlled the clock, and put the defense in a ton of advantageous situations. If you look at some of the like tough situations the defense was in last year, oftentimes when the game was close in the fourth quarter, they made it like closer, or they allowed the team to go down the field, and sometimes they got the stop at the end, and sometimes they didn't. But I think the biggest problem right now is without the running game, the defense is on the field more. The passing game has more, you know, more weight to carry, and they're not able to hold on to the ball because, you know, the Bucs game, they were unable to kill clock. Like, it's just been a problem for them with holding lead. So I think if they could start to run the ball again, you would see other things fall into place.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here talking Eagles as we look forward to week 7. They play the Vikings on Sunday. Elliot, we don't know who the quarterback is going to be yet, but do you want it to be Carson Wentz?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, Carson versus Jalen, I know we've gotten it once before, but it's great theater, it's great content. And, you know, Carson, like when he initially left the Eagles, I thought the way he left was messed up. He forced his way out. While I understand the reasoning, he still left the team at a low point, right? But at this point, I want to see Carson succeed. Maybe not on Sunday, but like I think Carson has been through a lot. He did help the team win a Super Bowl. So yeah, I want to see Carson. And you know, for all the like the jokes that'll be made this week about it being Carson, he has more passing yards in his last two games than Jalen has in back-to-back games since week 9 of 2023. So like, he is passing the ball at a level the Eagles have really not been able to do for almost a year and a half, or almost 2 full years, depending how you look at it. So, like, yeah, I get it. It's Carson. It's funny. But they are moving the ball up and down the field with him at quarterback.
Well, it also would be like an eye-opening moment if they can't stop this version of Carson Wentz, right? He's older. He's been on 6 teams now in 6 years. He's obviously kind of a journeyman at this point. If they struggle on Sunday to stop him, and I know you're saying he's playing decently, but like that's eye-opening. It shows a lot about this defense.
Yeah.
Elliot, let's talk about the defense. Because of the two units, we've spent more time on the offensive issues this year, and I don't think the defense has been bad. I think they're kind of buckling now because all they've been asked to do and all the snaps they had to play in a 4-day span last week. But personnel-wise, they've got some issues now, Elliot. I mean, I'm not sure about the status of Jalen Carter for this week. We know Quinyon Mitchell's probably down for this week. And then the pass rush, the outside pass rush, the retirement of Za'Darius Smith. Elliot, just roster-wise, personnel-wise, how concerned are you with the defense heading into this week?
Very concerned. I mean, the Vikings, now, their offensive line is not great. You know, we just talked about the quarterback. They don't have a great running game, but they do have those great receivers. And the Eagles' weakness is obviously right now, I mean, there's a bunch of them, but it's obvious their main weakness, I think, is in the secondary. So going up against this Vikings offense, that's a major concern. And you just talk about the defensive personnel as a whole. I mean, Howie Roseman, you got to think like he hits on all of these free agents, or it feels like he whiffs on everyone. There's very few years where he's down the middle, right? And last year he hit on a lot of them. This year it's been, you know, much thinner in terms of the free agents he's hit on. They banked on Adoree Jackson. That hasn't really worked out. They banked on Azeez Ojulari. He can't even get on the field. They signed Za'Darius Smith. He retired. So like his attempts at adding talent to the defense have not worked out. Now, that doesn't mean the defense can't turn it around, because he also already had some great players on the team. Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Zach Bond, Jahad Campbell looks great. They need those players to play up to their potential, and they have more weight to carry now because the edges and the free agents they brought in have not really worked out.
All right, we have 20 days, Elliot, until the NFL trade deadline. And I'm trying to figure out if Howie's going to continue doubling down on this roster, or is he going to say, I've done enough? I mean, he has made a lot of trades just in the last few months within the season, training camp. And this is a team, but still needs more help, Ellie. I think back to 2018, because they were not playing well coming off a Super Bowl championship. They were defending champs. And he made that trade for Golden Tate that I thought was to kind of try to ignite things. It didn't really work. I mean, he did have a big moment in the Bears playoff game, but he tried. He tried to help out a defending champion. Elliot, with 20 days to go, do you believe Howie's going to double down and try to do something meaningful to help this team?
I do, yeah. I mean, they have a ton of draft picks. They have, obviously, an incentive helped the team this year. As much as we might feel down about them, and I think rightfully so, they still are one of the top five or six teams in the NFL, even with their flaws. Not playing like it, obviously, but I still think if you ask most people to rank who would win the Super Bowl, the Eagles would fall right around that top five spot. So, you know, I think he will. And you look at the assets they have. They have that Jets third round pick, and that could end up being like an extremely valuable pick because the Jets haven't even won a game yet. So they have the assets to go out and do it. But where I think you could see him toe the line a little bit is a player like Jermaine Johnson. The edge rusher for the Jets. He would come in. He would be a major help, I think, in terms of what they have now. But he's also only 26 years old, where you can also rationalize that he's a piece for the future. So I think you'll see him try to toe the line a little bit. But Howie's too aggressive, he's too competitive, he has too many assets for him not to go out and make a move.
Is that third-round pick from the Jets, is that the Hassan Reddick trade?
I believe that is the pick, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That could turn out to be the top pick in the third round. That's almost like a second-round pick. That's an incredible asset. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on. We'll be listening tonight, 6 o'clock, Go Birds Evenings, right here on WIP. Thank you, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks there.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I kind of forgot about that asset. They have the Jets' third-round pick. That's going to be, what, the 65th pick in the draft, 66th pick?
That might pay huge dividends.
Huge dividends. It's basically a second-round pick. But, I mean, that could be what teams ask for in a trade, right? Like, you know, if you were Howie, would you really invest in this team? Because that means trading away something real, like the Jets' third-round pick to go get help.
Right now?
Right
now.
Well, yeah, they have 20 days to trade.
I know. I'm workshopping it. Howie's done stuff. I think you have enough.
Enough?
I think, on this team?
I
think everything that's going on with this team is between the ears. I think that can be fixed. I really do. And I think, and obviously, injuries, health is a concern.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to sell the farm for... Like, or the future, I should say, to try to fix it, because I think this team is still in a good spot.
Well, they're in a good spot.
You look like, and it's a small sampling size, but it looked like you beat one of the hottest teams in the NFC last week in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, it looked like you beat you. You look like you.
Yeah, well,
are
the Tampa Bay's been great. Other than the Eagles game, they haven't lost this season.
Yeah, so there's that. So.
Like, if the Bengals call tomorrow, the Bengals play tomorrow night, right? They're going to play the Steelers. And if they lose that game, they're going to fall to 2-5.
I know what you're about to say. You're going to ask me if Trey?
Well, we know how you feel about Trey. I mean, we all know that.
Set that one up, dude.
Yeah. I like Trey.
Excuse me. Good job, Joe. Touche.
If the Bengals call on Friday morning and say we're 2-5, Trey Henderson is a free agent after the season.
And you want the third round pick.
Give us the Jets' third round pick. Would you do it? Wait, right now, can I remind you who our edge rushers are? Patrick Johnson, Azeez Ojulari.
You don't have to.
Josh Uche.
And Zadarius Smith just retired.
We're talking about Brandon Graham.
Isn't he banged up?
Trey Henderson has a back issue, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no.
But I don't think it's serious.
Tidy back.
We know why you don't want him here.
Why? Because I don't feel like hearing this all day long.
I like Trey.
This is not about me.
Yes, it is.
It's always about
you. I know a lot
you.
Of times it,
the
might,
biggest lie you've
it,
ever
it might feel like that by some of the takes that I have, but it's not. It's not about me. He's a little injured, and we don't know how. This
would
be
rolling Patrick Johnson out there on Sunday.
I have an agenda. Who was the defensive end that we got from the Bears? I think it was in 23.
Robert Quinn.
And everybody was excited about that. Yeah. And what did he do? He gave you like nothing.
He did not.
Nah.
But will you stop trying because you swing and miss once? You got to get back up to the plate and
I like
swing.
How you said, if you're going to stop trying.
No, I mean, it's fair.
I'm surprised at you.
We got white flag Douglas
I know.
Over here.
It's unbelievable. It's like, you're trying to sell us on. This is just like last year, yet I'm waving the white flag.
There's no easy way out, Hugh.
And there's no shortcut home either.
Never.
I think this defense is formidable. I think they're serviceable. Let me take that back. They're serviceable.
I agree.
But the offense has to pull their weight.
Yeah.
I think that they can.
Kyle Trey Henderson for the Jets, third round pick.
Of course.
This is easy.
That's without a doubt.
I mean, there's no need to overthink these kind of things.
So today,
I mean, it kind of is.
Today I would do it. If they wait, though, after the next two games, I might think differently. Like, if the next two games go belly up, then I'm not investing any more in the team. But right now, today, I mean, they need help on the defense, especially if our offense is going to be as choppy as it is. The formula doesn't work. They need help.
This offense, I don't understand. I mean, I understand it to a certain extent. But there are variables that you can throw in there that make it a lot easier to run this offense. Like we've seen glimpses of this offense ability to move the ball.
Agreed.
If you just shorten the game a little bit. And what I mean by that is throw some timing routes. Get the ball out the quarterback.
Maybe the quarterback doesn't throw it out of his hand quick. Don't the coaches know everything that we're saying?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, you would think they do. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what the disconnect is. Yeah. I really don't.
It's only surprising to people who didn't delude themselves this offseason.
Oh, about Hurts.
About the offense and Hurts.
Well, the offense wasn't great last year.
Of course it wasn't.
It was good enough. And they, you know, would they finish 7th in points or whatever it was? Because they ran the football to an extreme level.
They had an historic rushing offense.
Yeah. Well, right now, right now offensively, there's nothing that feels like it's right. Nothing. 215-592-9494. All right, Elliot there, who starts his show tonight, 6 o'clock, Go Birds Evenings, said if he had to bet on which way this season finishes, he would bet more on 24 than 23. I disagree. To me, this has all the signs of 23. Now, do I think it's going to be as big of a collapse? No, I don't think they're going to lose 6-7 games six out of 7 games, but they're trending in the wrong direction. They got to get this going. We got Delusional Douglas over here, who is just, we're on our way to the Super Bowl. No big deal, guys. A little blip on that radar screen.
I think as grown men, you can't allow petty squabbles.
So you're focused on the issues within the locker room.
Yes, I think that's where it's the most egregious. The things on the field can be fixed, you know, with guys getting healthy and, you know, getting some continuity in the offense. But I think you can't allow petty squabbles to allow you to dismantle a good situation.
I agree. I mean,
you know, because and I also feel, Joe, that if your work environment is better, if you fix the work environment, then everything else kind of falls into play. You know, we have a synergistic work environment here.
Is that a word?
Yeah, I just made it up.
You know, I do. We have a very synergistic work environment.
Yeah, we do. And it works. And I think that regardless of how, you know, some of y'all have, both of you and Kyle have really, really bad takes that I have to kind of fight off every day.
Hold on.
I genuinely like working with you guys on the day.
And the feeling is mutual, especially when you tell us defense is luxury, not a necessity.
I'm just saying, when you go.
For a year.
When y'all come with these badass takes every day. And I have to sit here for 4 hours and fend them off like this, like an offensive lineman. I mean, I don't go home mad about that. I go home feeling good.
You're right about that. Some days are easier than others. Like some days you shoot a floater so bad I could just swat it away. Like today when you're trying to tell me this is like 24.
Accuracy.
Bam! Swat it away.
I drop dimes on
nonsense.
Here. I am a sage. I got a third eye, and I vibrate on a high level. I enunciate terribly at times, but at certain times, when I'm cooking, I cook.
You do
I
cook.
Articulate. Yeah. I articulate well when I'm
cooking. Was it last week when you cooked on AJ 2 weeks ago? You cooked.
I cooked.
You cooked him.
I cooked. I mean, I have my moments, but I kind of like to space those out. As an older gentleman, you heard that old analogy when you go down the two bulls on the top of the hill and the you know.
No, this is a new one for me.
You ain't never heard
this?
No, what
is it? Cook?
Well, I can't. I really don't know if I could. I thought you knew it. Can't really say it too much on
He was really hoping that you knew it so that he didn't have to elaborate.
Because the elaboration is going to make some folks uncomfortable.
I got it.
You get what
I'm talking about. We can pause
there. Take your time. Okay. Pace yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I understand.
You know what I mean? So you got to space these hot takes, not hot takes, that's a bad way to say it. These
hot take
awesome
you.
Fire
these,
takes.
These awesome fire takes that I have. You got to space them out. Mm. Can't give everybody it all at one time. You know, this.
Leave the audience wanting
more. Leave more.
That's called showmanship. 215-592-9494. All right. Let's talk.
I just burped.
I hate you, Kyle. That's why I took a shot earlier.
He's trying to be a professional. Let him be, all right? Abdul in Germantown is up. Abdul, what's up?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh.
Hey, Abdul, what's up?
Listen, quick question. Mm-hmm. if the offense is running the same play on multiple third downs, how can you blame that on the quarterback?
Well, hold on.
What I want to tell you, go look at Baldy's breakdown of the Eagles' offense.
I saw it. Yeah, it was the mirrored routes, the four receivers.
Four or five straight third downs with the same route combination, the same motion.
Yep.
And nobody's open because the defense is sitting on it. How is that Jalen Hurts' fault?
So that particularly, Abdul, I don't put on Jalen. But there's things he can do better that he's not as well, right? Like, we can see that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the route.
I understand that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the route that has Devontae Smith wide open and he throws it over his head. There's nothing wrong with A.J. Brown coming across the safety. Yeah, right. Like, so, like, they're two separate things. There's two separate things.
The culpability has to be both ways. So we see five plays of evidence that my OC is calling BS plays. Why can't he be calling BS plays during the rest of the game? You understand what I'm saying?
Abdul,
like, how is it all on Hurts? He does miss some plays.
It's not all on Hurts. But he's got to be better too. I mean, like, that's all.
Yeah, but so
that's disrespectful.
My point is, I think you guys should be focused more on Petula. The play call. I don't care.
Abdul, I hear, right.
Isn't it the Jalen Hurts offense?
I hear you, but we have 4 years of evidence with all different coordinators, and since 22, it hasn't looked great consistently. Maybe there's something about the quarterback that causes them to scheme it up like this. Have we thought about that?
I never understood why you guys say that.
I'm asking you.
You got it, Abdul.
I mean, a lot of analysts, they say, oh, they're tailoring the offense to Jalen Hurts. Okay, that's fine. That don't mean we only got two routes.
I get that. But when it's three straight years the passing game is inconsistent and it's three different coordinators, who are the common denominators in the issue?
I understand that. I'm not dismissing any blame to Jalen Hurts. I just say he's not supposed to be.
Yeah, you totally do.
No, because you guys act like Kevin Petrullo has no.
Abdul, can I just stop you right there, brother? Can I stop you right there?
Yep.
I do not sit here. I sit here every day, and I have not at one time absolved Kevin Petrullo from anything. I even went as far as to say he might be in over his head.
Yep.
But at the same time, your quarterback has to be culpable in some of this. It's not on Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is a leader. Do you agree that Jalen Hurts is the leader of this football team?
The leader
of this football team.
Offensively, he should be.
No, he's the leader. He's the face of the franchise. He's the leader of the Eagles. And as the leader of the Eagles, when there are certain things that are going wrong, he has to be in that leadership role. He has to take some responsibility.
He never says anything to the defense. Listen,
Abdul. I know we're playing semantics right now, but the bottom line is this: when you walk around the city and you see the face, you see anything with Eagles on it, more than likely it has Jalen's face on it or the offensive line. So my point is that Jalen is the face of this franchise, and as the face of this franchise, and as the leader of this football team, as the quarterback, he's going to be culpable for some of the things that happen on the field. That's a fact. Whether you want to agree with that or not, that's a fact. So to put that all on Kevin Petrullo is not fair. Jalen has to be culpable in some of this. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, last point I want to make. I'm not saying that he's supposed to be absolved, meaning Jalen Hurts. Or I just don't like the way it seems like you guys are absolving Kevin Petrullo.
Abdul, hold on. All right, you say you guys. After the game on Thursday, Saquon Barkley, voted the best player in the sport by his peers, said last year everyone knew we were running and we kicked everyone's ass.
That's fine, but in a pass game it's different because if you're running a stop route, I can just sit on the stop route. It's not giving me an option.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. The running game is okay. The offensive linemen have to do their job. On the pass play, it's a little bit different.
Abdul, I hear you. After the second game, I see what you're seeing. I saw Baldy's breakdown. Abdul, good phone call. I do think there's a real chance that Petrullo is a dud, and he's in over his head, and he's not ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
But they have enough good players.
You could cover that up.
Yeah, and listen.
And that's been, and to be honest, Joe, not to cut you off, but that has been one of the storylines for the last couple of years since Jalen's been here. If it hasn't been, oh, anybody can win with this offense, it's been something else. But it's mostly been that. It's mostly been, you know, Jalen is not a dynamic quarterback. Anybody can win in this offense.
All right, so Thursday night, I saw the Baldy breakdown that our last caller mentioned. He totally was right. The mirrored routes two times on third down, exactly the same. Giants ready for it. All that being said, if Jalen makes two plays on Thursday night, even with that coordinator, they have 31 points on the board, and I think they win the game. Or at least it's right there in the fourth quarter, right? The touchdown of Devontae, that should have been a touchdown. He walks in the end zone. And AJ, those two plays, they have 31 with the dud of a coordinator. So there's a lot, but Jalen's got to be better, and I agree with you. Petullo, he's struggling right now. 215-592-9494. Are your phone calls on the Eagles? And something that hit us after another Dodgers win last night. We got to talk through this and see if people agree. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 to get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today. Get started. FanDuel Sports for the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.